All right, so customer loyalty programs.
Okay.
I think we all love a good deal, right? Everyone likes to save money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But these programs can be so much more than just discounts.
For sure.
Building true loyalty, I think, can really boost a company's revenue.
Absolutely.
Did you know that loyal customers can spend up to 67% more than new ones?
That's a crazy stat.
Yeah, it is.
Really is.
To kind of help us unpack the psychology behind these programs, we have an expert joining us.
I'm excited to be here.
Excellent.
So, yeah, you're right. Effective loyalty programs go beyond just, like you said, transactions.
Right.
They really tap into that human desire to belong,
Right.
to achieve, and to feel special.
Right. Yeah.
Take Sephora's Beauty Insider program.
Okay.
It's a great example.
Okay.
They've created a system that offers a trifecta of appeal.
Okay.
So first you have the tiered system, which gives you a sense of status as you climb the ranks.
Right.
Okay, then there's a choice of various rewards to suit those individual preferences. Okay.
And then finally, they foster a sense of community
Okay.
by connecting those beauty enthusiasts.
Got it.
It's really brilliant.
That's pretty cool.
It
Yeah,
is.
it sounds like they nailed it.
They've done a great job.
But I imagine creating a program like that requires a deep understanding of your target audience.
Oh, absolutely.
That's true, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
A one-size-fits-all approach simply won't work.
Right.
Before you even start thinking about rewards, you need to understand your customer.
Yeah.
So, analyze their data,
Okay.
segment your audience,
Yeah.
and really dive deep into their purchasing patterns and preferences.
Right.
Sephora's success comes from understanding exactly what their customers want.
Makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. It's like tailoring a suit.
Yes.
You need those precise measurements to get that perfect fit.
You got it.
So once you know your customer,
Right.
what's next? How do you actually structure the program itself?
Okay, so think of it like a video game.
Okay.
You start at a basic level.
You have easy wins and immediate gratification to keep you hooked.
Okay.
As you engage more, you unlock new levels with bigger challenges
Right.
and even more enticing rewards.
Okay.
So that's the idea behind what we call the loyalty ladder.
Gotcha.
Okay, it's a multi-tiered program that offers increasing value as customers engage more.
Okay, I'm starting to see how the psychology comes into play here.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Could you give us an example of a simple yet effective program structure?
Sure. So Outwork Nutrition has a fantastic program.
Keep it.
They keep it simple.
Good.
Customers earn 5 points for every dollar spent, and they get $1 back for every 50 points.
Okay.
This straightforward approach led to a remarkable 67x ROI,
Wow.
and they saw a 75% coupon usage rate.
Wow, those numbers speak for themselves.
They do.
Yeah,
Yay.
it's clear that a well-structured program can really take off.
Absolutely.
Like you've talked a lot about the transactional side of things.
Right.
How do you create that deeper emotional connection with customers?
That's where things get interesting.
Okay.
100%. Cure, a beauty brand.
Okay.
They found a brilliant way to do this.
Okay.
Their Purist Perks program
Yeah.
allows customers to earn points not just for purchases, but also for charitable donations.
So they are aligning their brand with a social cause that resonates with their customer base.
Absolutely.
That's a powerful way to build a stronger emotional bond.
It is.
It seems like loyalty programs can be a force for good,
For sure.
not just for profit.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
But how do you ensure you are hitting the mark?
So data is crucial.
Okay.
Your loyalty program is a gold mine of customer insights.
Right.
So you need to track not just points and redemptions, but also patterns in customer behavior.
Okay, so like what?
Are they buying certain products more often?
Gotcha.
Are they engaging with specific types of content?
Why?
This data can really help you tailor the program to their needs and
So it's
preferences.
not just about crunching numbers. It's about understanding the story behind those numbers
Yes.
and using that knowledge to create a more engaging experience for your customers.
100%.
Yeah, got it. I like that.
Think of it this way. Personalization is key.
Okay.
Studies have shown that 79% of customers are more likely to engage with tailored experiences.
Wow, that's a large percentage.
It is.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay. And with advancements in AI,
Right.
we can now analyze vast amounts of data, identify hidden patterns,
ASAP.
and predict future behavior.
You got it.
It sounds like AI could be a game changer for loyalty programs.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is a game changer.
But you can have the best program in the world, and it won't matter if no one knows about it.
That's true.
Right.
That's
You
true.
need a clear and consistent communication strategy across all channels.
Yes, you need to be communicating effectively.
So imagine throwing a party, but forgetting to send out the invitations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, your loyalty program should be seamlessly integrated.
It should.
Into your website, your mobile app, your physical stores, and even your social media platforms.
All of them.
Right.
It needs to be everywhere.
So this omnichannel approach ensures that customers are always aware of their points, their rewards, and how they can engage.
It needs to be easy to engage.
Speaking of engagement, what are some advanced tactics to take a loyalty program to the next level?
Okay. So there are a few key strategies to consider.
Okay.
First, focus on your staff.
Okay.
Your employees are on the front lines interacting with customers daily.
Right.
With the right training and incentives, they can become your biggest brand ambassadors.
Oh, okay. So it's like a built-in cheerleading squad?
Yeah. They're promoting the program and helping customers get the most out of it.
I like that.
Right.
What about those customers who are already super engaged? How do you keep them coming back for more?
So exclusive VIP tiers are a great way to reward your most loyal customers.
Okay.
Think about offering experiences that money can't buy. Things like behind-the-scenes access, early product launches, or even personalized consultations.
Okay.
Make them feel special.
I like it.
Right.
That's a great way to make your top-tier customers feel truly valued.
Absolutely.
But with all this talk about engagement and rewards, you can't forget about the bottom line.
That's true. That's true.
How do we know if a loyalty program is actually generating revenue?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. It is, yeah.
So you need to track key metrics that show you the program's impact on your business.
So what are we talking here?
Things like average order value, uplift, enrollment rates, and repeat purchase rates. Okay. For example, Jordan Craig, they saw a 12.23% increase in AOV after implementing their program.
Okay.
And their loyalty members had a 68% repeat purchase rate compared to 21% for non-members.
Those are impressive results.
Yeah, it can be really effective.
It sounds like a well-executed loyalty program can really move the needle.
It can. It can. Even for smaller companies.
It can, absolutely.
Can see a significant impact.
Yeah, for sure.
Waterdrop, a company that sells reusable water bottles.
Okay.
Saw a 90% increase in customer spending after launching their loyalty program.
That's impressive.
This shows that it's not about the size of the company, but about having a strategic, data-driven approach.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about throwing a program out there and hoping for the best.
It's not a magic bullet.
Right.
It's about careful planning, execution, and ongoing analysis to make sure it's delivering real value for both your customers and your business.
Yeah, you need to be monitoring it.
Yeah.
It's like tending a garden, you know?
Right.
You need to nurture it, make adjustments, and constantly optimize to ensure it flourishes.
I like that analogy.
It's a good one, isn't it?
So let's say someone is ready to take the plunge and implement a loyalty program.
Okay.
What are the key steps involved in launching a successful one?
All right, so it all starts with a solid roadmap.
Okay.
Okay, so there are several key phases, including pre-launch research, program structure setup, technical implementation, launch preparation, post-launch monitoring, and the ongoing optimization phase.
Okay.
So one crucial tip for a successful launch is to start with a soft launch.
That's an interesting approach.
It is.
Could you elaborate on why a soft launch is so beneficial?
Sure. So it's all about creating a buzz and generating early engagement by giving your top customers a VIP sneak peek.
Gotcha.
This allows you to gather feedback, iron out any kinks, and turn your most loyal customers into program advocates from day one.
Right.
A great example is Dixon.
Right.
It's an apparel company.
Oh, man.
They credited customers with points for past purchases when they launched their program.
Oh, interesting.
To result.
What happened?
5,000 enrolled members within 24 hours.
Wow, that's a great example.
It worked really well for them.
Yeah. It seems like a soft launch is a win-win for everyone involved.
It is.
But what about the future?
Okay.
Where do you see customer loyalty programs heading in the next few years?
So we're already seeing the integration of blockchain and cryptocurrency into loyalty programs.
Interesting.
Imagine loyalty points becoming tradable assets.
Okay.
Or usable across multiple brands.
That sounds incredibly futuristic.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It is.
It seems like the future of loyalty programs is going to be even more personalized.
Absolutely.
Engaging and potentially even lucrative for customers.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
it is.
This deep dive has certainly given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
We've covered so much ground, from the psychology behind loyalty to the nuts and bolts of building a successful program.
Right.
And even glimpsed into the future.
A little bit of future gazing,
yeah,
which is always fun.
We've seen some amazing examples of brands that are really killing it in the loyalty game.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
It's clear that a well-executed program isn't just a tactic,
no,
but a strategic imperative for long-term growth.
It really is.
Absolutely.
It's not just a marketing gimmick.
Right.
It's a core part of your business strategy.
Yeah, it seems like the key takeaways here are understanding your customer.
Yeah.
Building those emotional connections.
Mm-hmm.
Leveraging data.
Absolutely.
And always being open to the exciting possibilities that the future holds.
The future is bright.
Well said.
I try.
And that brings us to a question for you, our listener.
Okay, hit them with it.
What unique element could you bring to a loyalty program?
Ooh, good question.
That would resonate with your ideal customer.
I like it.
Think beyond traditional rewards.
Yeah.
Consider experiences,
uh-huh,
values,
okay,
or community aspects,
mm-hmm,
that would create lasting loyalty.
I like it.
Because a well-executed program isn't just about points and discounts.
It's not.
It's about building a community of passionate brand advocates.
Yeah, that's it.
Who love your brand and keep coming back for more.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we want.
And that's a recipe for success in any industry.
It is. It really is.
We'll continue our deep dive into customer loyalty programs after a short break.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned.
Can't wait. So, building on the idea of personalization,
okay,
it's not just about giving customers what they want. It's
right.
About anticipating their needs,
uh-huh,
and surprising them with personalized offers that truly resonate.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
Okay, good.
So how do we do that?
Okay.
How do we move beyond basic segmentation and step into the realm of predicting what a customer wants before they even know they want it?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's where predictive analytics comes in.
Okay.
Okay. It's a powerful tool that can analyze customer data to identify patterns and predict future behavior.
Okay.
We're talking about analyzing everything from their past purchase history and browsing behavior to their demographics and social media activity. By analyzing all of this data, predictive analytics can identify patterns and make surprisingly accurate predictions about future behavior.
So instead of just understanding past purchases,
right,
we're using data to forecast what a customer might buy next.
Exactly.
That sounds a little like mind reading.
A little bit.
But in a good way.
But in a good way, right? It's all about using data to craft a more personalized and engaging experience for the customer.
Right. And it's not just about predicting purchases.
No.
It can also help identify customers who are at risk of churning.
Yes.
Allowing you to proactively reach out and offer incentives to stay.
Absolutely. It's a powerful tool for both acquisition and retention.
Okay, that's fascinating.
It is.
So let's say we've gathered all this data,
right,
and designed this fantastic loyalty program.
Okay.
How do we make sure it's actually working?
Oh.
What are the key metrics we should be tracking?
So measurement is key.
Okay.
We need to constantly monitor the performance of our program and make adjustments as needed. Okay, it's not a set it and forget it situation.
Yeah.
We need to be tracking key metrics like enrollment rates,
mm-hmm,
average order value, repeat purchase rate,
right,
customer lifetime value, and program ROI.
That sounds like a lot to keep track of.
It can be.
Yeah, I can see how this could get overwhelming.
Yeah.
Are there tools or technologies available that can help with tracking and analyzing all this data?
Absolutely. But there are tools and technologies that can automate much of this tracking and analysis.
Okay, that's a relief.
It is.
It sounds like having these tools would be a huge help.
It would be.
But even with all the data in the world, I think it's essential to go back to basics sometimes and just talk to your customers directly.
I agree.
What are your thoughts on that?
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Customer feedback is invaluable.
Okay.
Regularly surveying your loyalty program members can give you a wealth of insights into what's working, what's not,
right,
and what they'd like to see improved.
So it's not just about us broadcasting our message. It's about actively listening and responding to what our customers are telling us.
It is.
That open dialogue can be so powerful in building trust and loyalty.
For sure.
It shows customers that you value their opinions,
uh-huh,
and are committed to providing them with the best possible experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, let's take a step back and think about the big picture for a moment.
Okay.
Why are customer loyalty programs so important in today's business landscape?
That's a great question.
Thanks.
It seems like in today's hyper-competitive market where consumers have so many choices,
right,
it's more important than ever to create a loyal customer base that keeps coming back for more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
It's not just about making a quick sale.
Right.
It's about cultivating a community of brand advocates who are passionate about your products or services.
Right.
A well-designed loyalty program can be a powerful tool for achieving that.
Okay.
It's a way to reward your most loyal customers, encourage repeat business, and build a strong emotional connection with your brand.
It sounds like a win-win situation where both the customer and the business benefit from a well-executed loyalty program.
It should be.
Okay.
It should be a win-win.
But let's be realistic.
Huh.
These programs can be pretty daunting to implement.
They can.
Where do you even begin?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
It can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be.
Okay.
So first you need to define your goals clearly.
Okay.
What do you hope to achieve with your loyalty program?
Right.
Is it about increasing customer retention, driving more frequent purchases, or building brand awareness?
Okay.
Once you have a clear understanding of your goals,
right,
you can start to design a program that will help you achieve them.
So it's essential to have that clarity of purpose from the outset.
It is.
But do you have to get everything perfect right from the start? Or is it okay to start small, test things out, and make adjustments along the way?
It's definitely an iterative process.
Don't make it.
You don't need to have every detail figured out before you launch.
Right.
In fact, I encourage businesses to embrace that flexibility.
Okay.
The beauty of a loyalty program is that it's constantly evolving.
Okay.
You can always tweak it, refine it, and make it better based on customer feedback and data.
Okay.
Think of it like a living, breathing entity that grows and adapts over time.
That's a helpful way to look at it.
It is.
It takes the pressure off having to create the perfect program right out of the gate.
Right.
So it's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly.
It's about finding what works best for your business and your customers and being open to making changes along the way.
You got it.
I like that a lot.
Good.
Now, switching gears a bit, let's talk about some real-world examples of loyalty programs that are doing things right.
Okay, love it.
I love a good success story. Give me some inspiration.
Okay, let's start with Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It's arguably one of the most successful loyalty programs of all time.
I would agree, probably.
Right. The key to its success is its simplicity and value proposition.
Right.
Free two-day shipping, Prime Video, Prime Music, early access to deals. It's a no-brainer for frequent Amazon shoppers.
I'm an Amazon Prime member myself, and I have to agree.
There you go.
It's such a convenient and valuable program.
It is.
They've also managed to create a sense of exclusivity and community among their Prime members.
Right.
Making it feel like you're part of a VIP club.
Exactly. And they're constantly innovating.
Yeah.
Adding new benefits and features to keep members engaged.
So what are the key takeaways from Amazon Prime? What can we learn from their success and apply to our own loyalty programs?
So first and foremost, focus on value.
Okay.
What are you offering that your customers will truly appreciate and find valuable?
Yeah.
It has to be something that incentivizes them to join and stay loyal.
It's about going above and beyond to provide real value that makes customers feel like they're getting something special.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to think outside the box.
Okay. Yep.
It doesn't always have to be about discounts or freebies. Some other examples could include early access to new products or services, exclusive content or experiences,
right,
personalized recommendations, or even charitable donations made on their behalf.
It's about creating a more holistic and meaningful experience that aligns with your brand values and resonates with your customers on a deeper level.
Exactly.
I like that.
And don't forget about the importance of a seamless customer experience.
Okay.
Make it easy for customers to enroll, earn points, and redeem rewards.
Right. You don't want to frustrate your customers with a program that feels like a chore to participate in.
Exactly.
It should be enjoyable and rewarding.
Absolutely. The easier and more rewarding the experience, the more likely customers are to stick around.
Makes sense.
And always remember that it's an ongoing process.
Uh-huh.
You need to be constantly monitoring, evaluating, and refining your program to make sure it's meeting the needs of your customers.
So it's about being agile, adaptive, and customer-centric in your approach to loyalty program management. But what if you're a small business owner with limited resources?
Okay.
Do you really need a fancy loyalty program?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It really depends on your specific situation.
Okay.
If you're just starting out, it might not be the top priority.
Right.
However, as you grow and start to acquire more customers,
yeah,
it's definitely something you should consider.
So it's not necessarily a must-have from day one.
No.
But it's something to keep on your radar as your business grows.
It is.
But what if you don't have the budget for a full-blown loyalty program right now?
Okay.
Are there still things you could do to foster customer loyalty on a smaller scale?
Absolutely.
Okay.
One simple but effective strategy is to focus on providing exceptional customer service.
I love it.
Okay, go above and beyond to make your customers feel valued and appreciated.
It's about those personal touches that make a difference.
Exactly.
All right.
Another idea is to offer exclusive discounts or promotions to your repeat customers. It's a simple way to reward their loyalty and encourage them to come back for more.
So you can still demonstrate your appreciation for loyal customers, even without having a formalized program in place.
You can.
What are some other creative ideas for small businesses on a budget?
Think about things like referral programs.
Okay.
Birthday rewards.
Uh-huh.
Or even just a handwritten thank you note.
Right.
Those little gestures can make a big impact.
Those are great ideas. It's about finding those authentic ways to express your gratitude and make customers feel special.
Absolutely.
It sounds like as your business grows, you can always explore more sophisticated loyalty programs down the road.
Right.
But for now, focusing on those foundational elements of customer care can go a long way.
Exactly. It's a journey, not a destination.
Right.
It's about finding what works best for your business and your customers at each stage of your growth.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Now, switching gears a bit, let's talk about some common mistakes that businesses make when implementing loyalty programs.
Well,
what are some pitfalls to avoid?
So one of the biggest mistakes is overcomplicating the program.
Okay, like what?
So we're talking about point systems that are hard to understand, rewards that are difficult to redeem, or tiers that seem impossible to reach.
That makes sense.
All right.
If the program is too confusing or difficult to navigate,
right,
it's likely to frustrate customers rather than incentivize them.
Exactly. Keep it simple and straightforward.
Okay.
Your customers should be able to easily understand how the program works,
right,
and what they need to do to earn rewards.
So simplicity is key.
It is.
What are some other common mistakes?
Another common pitfall is not promoting the program enough.
Right.
Okay, you might have created this amazing program.
Right.
But if no one knows about it, it's not going to do much good.
That's a good point. You need to make sure you're spreading the word and getting people excited about your loyalty program.
Exactly. Make sure you're promoting your loyalty program across all your channels.
Mm.
Your website, social media, email marketing, even in-store signage if you have a physical location. It's about making it visible and top of mind for your customers.
So you're saying it's not enough to just create a program.
Yeah.
You need to actively market it.
Yes.
And make sure your customers are aware of its existence and its benefits.
You got it.
Okay.
Now here's another mistake businesses often make.
Okay.
Not personalizing the program enough.
Okay.
They fall into the trap of a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't really resonate with individual customers.
We talked earlier about the importance of using data to understand your customers.
Yes.
Seems like that's really crucial here.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Remember, data is your friend.
Yeah.
Use that information to tailor the program to the needs and preferences of your different customer segments.
Right.
Send targeted offers, recommend relevant products, and make customers feel like you understand them on an individual level.
It's about creating those personalized experiences that make customers feel seen and appreciated.
Exactly. And speaking of data, another common mistake is not tracking and analyzing the results of your program.
That's a recipe for disaster.
It can be.
You need to know what's working and what's not if you want to make improvements.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
You need to constantly monitor those key metrics like enrollment rates, redemption rates, customer lifetime value, and program ROI.
Yeah.
It's about using data to make informed decisions and continuously improve your program.
Okay, so tracking those metrics is essential for making data-driven decisions and ensuring your loyalty program is successful.
It is.
What's another mistake businesses should avoid?
One of the biggest mistakes is failing to evolve the program over time.
Okay.
Okay, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking you've created the perfect program.
Right.
And then just letting it run on autopilot.
Right, set it and forget it.
Exactly.
But the world of loyalty programs is constantly changing.
Yes.
New technologies are emerging, customer expectations are shifting.
Right.
And you need to be able to adapt. So it's important to avoid becoming stagnant and complacent.
It is.
Your loyalty program needs to be a living, breathing entity that evolves and adapts to the changing landscape.
Exactly. It's about being agile, innovative and always looking for ways to improve.
Right.
A loyalty program is not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Right.
It's an ongoing process of refinement and optimization.
That's great advice.
Thank you.
Now, let's end on a positive note.
Okay.
What are some trends that you're excited about in the world of loyalty programs?
Mm-hmm.
What does the future hold for this ever-evolving space?
So there are so many exciting things happening in the loyalty space right now.
Okay, tell me.
One of the biggest trends is the rise of mobile-first loyalty programs.
Okay.
Customers are increasingly using their phones for everything these days.
Right.
And loyalty programs need to keep up.
Yeah.
It's about making it easy for customers to engage with the program on the go.
Right. So in today's mobile-first world, your loyalty program needs to be accessible and engaging on smartphones. What are some other trends you're seeing?
So we've talked a lot about the power of personalization in AI.
Right.
And that trend is only going to become more prominent in the future.
Okay.
AI-powered loyalty programs can analyze customer data in real time and deliver hyper-personalized experiences that are tailored to individual preferences.
So we're talking about leveraging the power of AI to create a more intuitive and responsive loyalty program that feels tailor-made for each customer.
Exactly.
Bro.
But it's not all about technology.
Okay.
There's also a growing trend toward loyalty programs that are purpose-driven and socially responsible.
That's a great point. It's not just about rewarding transactions anymore.
Yeah, it's not.
It's about connecting with customers on a deeper level by aligning your loyalty program with a social cause or mission that resonates with them.
Exactly.
I see.
It's about creating a loyalty program that's not just good for business, but also good for the world.
So it sounds like the future of loyalty programs is going to be a lot more personalized, purposeful, and driven by data and AI.
Absolutely. And I think we'll also see a lot more experimentation with new and innovative loyalty models.
Like what?
We're talking about things like subscription-based loyalty programs,
okay,
gamified experiences,
mm-hmm,
and even the integration of blockchain technology.
That sounds incredible. It seems like the possibilities are endless.
They are.
And the most successful loyalty programs of the future will be the ones that are able to adapt, innovate, and stay ahead of the curve.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
The loyalty landscape is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And businesses need to be prepared to embrace change and experiment with new approaches.
It sounds like an exciting time to be in the loyalty space.
It is.
But it's also a challenging time.
It is, absolutely.
With so much competition and so many options available to customers,
right,
it's more important than ever to create a loyalty program that truly stands out from the crowd.
It is. It's not enough to just offer points and rewards.
Right.
You need to create an experience that is engaging, personalized, and truly rewarding. That's what separates the good from the great.
That's a great point to end on.
Thanks.
Building a truly exceptional loyalty program requires a deep understanding of your customers,
uh-huh,
a willingness to innovate, and a commitment to creating an experience that is both valuable and engaging.
I agree.
We'll continue our exploration of loyalty programs after a short break.
Yeah, it's good.
Stay with us.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back. And before the break, we were discussing the importance of creating an experience that stands out from the crowd.
Right.
Can you share some examples of brands that are really excelling in this area? I'd love to get some inspiration for our listeners.
Absolutely. One brand that immediately comes to mind is Lego.
Okay.
Their Lego VIP program has truly mastered the art of community building.
Yeah.
It's not just about earning points. It's about fostering a shared passion for creativity and the joy of building.
Uh-huh.
They offer exclusive sets, early access to new releases,
uh-huh,
and even host events like Lego Inside Tours, which gives members a behind-the-scenes look at their operations.
That's brilliant. They're tapping into that deep emotional connection that Lego fans have with the brand, making them feel like they're part of an exclusive club.
Exactly.
It's not just a program.
It's an experience.
It's an experience, right?
Okay, cool.
And then you have Nike.
Okay.
With their Nike membership program.
Okay.
They've really nailed personalization and exclusivity.
Okay.
They leverage data to tailor product recommendations,
mm-hmm,
offer early access to those highly coveted sneaker drops.
Oh, yeah.
And even host special events for members.
Ah, yes. The lure of limited edition sneakers. Right. It's like they've tapped into that psychological principle of scarcity, creating a sense of urgency and desire.
Exactly.
That's a smart strategy.
It is.
Now, on a different note, let's look at REI.
Okay.
Their REI co-op membership program is all about shared values.
Yeah.
They give back to the outdoor community by offering discounts,
mm-hmm,
dividends, and even grants to support environmental conservation efforts.
That's great. That's a loyalty program I can really get behind. It combines the benefits of a traditional program with the added bonus of supporting a cause you believe in.
For sure.
It's a win-win for everyone involved.
Absolutely.
These are just a few examples, but the key takeaway here is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to loyalty programs.
Right.
The magic lies in finding what resonates with your specific audience and building a program that feels authentic to your brand.
Absolutely.
It's about finding that sweet spot where business goals and customer desires intersect, right?
Precisely.
Now, before we wrap up our deep dive, let's distill everything we've discussed into a few key principles.
Okay.
Think of these as the commandments of customer loyalty.
I like it. The loyalty commandment.
Give us those loyalty commandments.
Okay. Commandment number one, know thy customer.
Okay.
You absolutely must understand their needs, their motivations, and what makes them tick.
Uh-huh.
This is where data comes into play.
Right.
Dig deep into your analytics to uncover those insights that reveal what makes your customers unique.
Data is our guiding light in this journey.
It is.
It's not just about collecting data.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the story it tells.
Exactly. Commandment number two. Build emotional connections.
Okay.
Go beyond the transactional rewards.
Okay.
And craft experiences that resonate with your customers' values and aspirations.
Right.
Make them feel like they're part of something bigger, something special.
It's about fostering a sense of belonging and shared purpose.
Yes.
It's about creating an experience that transcends mere transactions.
I like that. That's good.
Okay. What's next?
Commandment number three. Embrace technology wisely.
Okay.
Use tools like CRM, AI, and personalization to enhance the customer experience and streamline your program's operations.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, technology is a tool, not a solution in itself.
Right.
It needs to be used strategically and thoughtfully.
It's about finding the right technology to amplify your efforts.
Yes.
Not replace the human touch.
Exactly.
What's the last one?
And finally, commandment number four, never stop evolving. The world of loyalty is constantly changing.
Right.
So you need to be adaptable and embrace new trends and technologies.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to experiment and constantly seek ways to improve.
It's about staying ahead of the curve and constantly seeking new ways to delight and engage your customers.
Exactly.
One final thought for our listeners as they embark on their own loyalty journey.
Okay, shoot.
Remember that the most successful programs are those that are built with a genuine desire to create value for both your customers and your business.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's about fostering those long-term relationships.
Yes.
Building trust and creating a community of passionate brand advocates who can't imagine life without your brand.
Well said. It's been a pleasure exploring the fascinating world of customer loyalty programs with you today.
This deep dive has been an incredible journey. I feel like we've truly unlocked the secrets to building lasting customer loyalty.
Me too. I've enjoyed it.
What a fantastic conversation. We've certainly covered a lot of ground today, and I hope our listeners are feeling inspired and equipped to create loyalty programs that truly make a difference.
Absolutely. And remember, this is just the beginning of their loyalty journey.
Yeah.
There's always more to learn, explore, and innovate.
Absolutely. So to our listeners, go forth and build those lasting relationships that will fuel your business for years to come.
Well said. That's a great way to end it.
And until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.